Well, it was great because we had a 16-team bracket, and it was full. We had teams waiting to get in. But it's really hard to complain about a week of 50-degree weather. But right now, the rink is unplayable, I would say.
Yes, because we're talking about the new ice rink out at Lions Field in Marquette Township. And, of course, it's an outdoor rink, so it's subject to the weather. And the weather threw us some pleasant curves over the last week.
It's really hard to complain when you've been in winter for as long as we have, the about a week of 50-degree weather. So we're youpers. We're resilient. When you get handed a week of 50-degree weather, you say, you know what, we'll change it from ice hockey to roller hockey, and we'll just shove it back to June 21st, first day of summer.
So that is the plan. It's going to be a 3-on-3 roller hockey tournament, but same location, same place, just no ice.
Exactly. So instead of sharpening up those skates, it's time to start thinking about dusting off those rollerblades and get practiced up, put your team together. We're still going to run the same 16-team bracket. We'll do the same thing. It's first day of summer on June 21st, like I said, and we still get to showcase the rink, and I can assure you that the warming shack will be ready by then.
That's good to have back in June. Who knows with June around here, though, what we may need. But, you know, it's actually, that's important to remember, is that this is an event to showcase the improvements at Lions Field. And right now, with maybe some of the transitional season, it may not be the most optimum to walk around it and whatnot. So just hold off.
Well, absolutely. Hold off and don't lose focus, man. We still want to showcase that rink. It's a great rink. We want everybody to come on out and see it. But let's get it right. So rather than have somebody out there on concrete.
Well, let me ask you this. With this season as cold as it was earlier and everything, you had it up and running. What's been some of the responses that you've heard from folks about it?
Well, I can tell you that it has been very well used. And if you don't believe me, stop out there and take a look at what the fencing looks like behind the goals. I can assure you there's been a few pucks flung around through the air there, and we ended up buying some new goals and nets because the ones that we had bought were brutalized over the year. And it's live and learn, right? I mean, we're first time we put this thing together like this, and we're excited that it got the use. We still want to make sure that we're reaching out to everybody. Is there enough open skating? Is there, you know, versus open hockey? And people still need to weigh in for us. But all in all, for the first year of having that rink, I mean, it has been really well received in the community.
So let's give them all the details now. The originally scheduled for this Saturday 3-on-3 ice hockey tournament now has been canceled. And what is the latest?
So June 21st, we're still going to have you sign up at Synergy Fitness. We'll put new posters together, get that information out. If you're one of the teams that were registered and you're still going to be in the area and you want to play a little roller hockey, just let the folks down at Synergy know that you intend to still keep your team enrolled. We're going to put new posters together. The events committee will meet and announce it. We still have the same sponsors. You know, thank you to Lundin Mining, Synergy Fitness, Superior Hockey, Honor Credit Union, and certainly Sunny 101.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're certainly happy to be a part of it. We'll get the word out about it, but I think that when we hit 50-some degrees the other day, we pretty much knew it was going to be a wash. There was a couple of ideas on some changes to it, and this is probably the best choice, wouldn't you say?
You know, I think so, and I think what I tell people is get out there and celebrate the sunshine. Have fun, get warm, and just don't forget about hockey. We'll be ready to go June 21st at Lions Field Ice Arena.
And it's going to be roller hockey and still the 3-on-3 format, same 16-team bracket and all of that.
Yep, well, if we have to change any rules, we will, but we're looking forward to it, and I think it's going to be a great time. We still get to showcase the new community rink, and hopefully everybody rallies around us.
Well, it's an opportunity to get out and enjoy it, and it's also an opportunity to show it off in the summertime when ice rinks don't always get a lot of use.
Well, we were curious about what kind of use we'll get on roller hockey. It'll be one of the only ones in the area where you can actually get out and have an actual roller hockey rink.
Yeah, that was something I was going to ask you, is that with the idea here now in the summertime, is that it's going to be open to be used for that? Is that a regular thing that you're going to be looking at doing?
Absolutely. I mean, first year, as we were putting it together, we wanted to go with those permanent boards on concrete for that very reason, because it does provide another opportunity for kids in the area to get out and still practice hockey, albeit on rollerblades. But who knows, maybe it'll spring up a whole new rollerblade hockey revolution in the area,
and get a league or something going, some teams, and have some good competition.
Love to see it.